I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. All this week, NPR News shows are joining together for a series called, fittingly enough, Crossing the Divide. The series will look at what it means to cross divides of all kinds. Racial, economic, geographic, political, and ethnic are some. Today, News and Notes begins Crossing the Divide with a look at two mentoring programs that help blacks move to the next level. One is in Atlanta for high school students. We'll hear more about that in a moment. But first, a program that strives to get young black executives to stick with major firms and reach top management. It's run by Robert Twigo Foundation, based in Oakland, California. The group recently reported that one of the biggest challenges today is keeping black executives on Wall Street. When NPR's Farai Chidea spoke with Nancy Sims, president of the Twigo Foundation, she asked Sims what pushed people of color out of these firms.
Primarily, it's one, a feeling of disconnect with the organization, and that comes often by way of lack of access to, I think, prominent deal flow, things that really measure performance and talent and potential, not being heard and not having a voice that moves up within the organization to understand clearly what it takes in terms of performance and connections to move ahead, and feeling of being passed over for opportunities, particularly for promotion, and certainly a lack of alignment with compensation and in clarity around what it takes to get the types of increases and the promotional opportunities that an individual is deserving of.
Now, your foundation deals directly with people who are moving into Wall Street jobs and financial service jobs. How does what you do keep them from falling off of the edge and getting marginalized?
The Twigo Foundation made a commitment about 5 years ago that our job was not simply to identify students who were attending business school and pursuing careers in finance, but really to be a partner with them once they were in the finance industry. So we provide ongoing career counseling and support. We serve as advocates where appropriate, and we also provide an ongoing leadership development curriculum.
How do companies respond? Do they look at your research and say, oh, no, that doesn't happen here? Or when you advocate for someone who is a young professional, do they say, I think you're out of line?
What we have seen to date is that the firms and the industry overall has embraced the survey. They have applauded us for initiating it and have encouraged us to do more. We have taken the added step of actually bringing forward members of our alumni to an organization to talk to them firsthand about their experiences and to help them understand what systems and practices they have within their company and how they might be modified.
Are there ever things that happen that aren't just a matter of who gets mentoring in the workplace, but also just how people are perceived in terms of their relative power and what you can ask of them?
I think ultimately what we're supporting is a group of individuals who are bringing anywhere from 3 to 5 years pre-MBA experience. They're graduating from the top institutions in the country, and they're very focused on their careers once they're in finance. The issue really at hand for Twigo participants has been that they've succeeded over that 3 to 4 years of entry-level opportunity, and now they want to know what's the next step to move forward. And that's what we understand to be less clear for the individual when they're in the role.
How specifically does this affect African Americans? What sorts of numbers are there in African American participation in these key jobs?
For the Twigo population, that is the predominant group, and certainly for the survey, that was our largest respondent pool of roughly 60%. I would say that one of the areas where we encourage all of the Twigo participants, but specifically for African Americans, to really build their networks. I think that that is the most critical area of growth and support that many have failed to exercise to the fullest. The absence of having that on a consistent basis has led to, I think, the numbers for African Americans to be much lower than desired.
Well, Nancy Sims, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
Nancy Sims is president of the Robert Twigo Foundation. She spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea.